Hallelujah.
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 Will we wait upon you, Almighty God? Restore unto Israel the fullness of your nusoson, your joy, that it may erupt from the bosom with great praises and accolades of pure worship. We pray your strength upon all. Heal everybody, touch each one. Brother James and everyone that is afflicted this day. Bless all Israel. Preserve and keep them all, I pray. In Yahshua's name. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Yah shall speak to you. Shalom. Yah Baraki, you may be seated. The excellence of the truth of Yah is the power to restore Israel unto the fullness of his Brit Hadassah, his covenant that produced in the midst of his people the power, the strength of his Torah. For the words that Yahweh speaks unto Israel, it brings about or produces in them the power of his will, the might of his strength, and confidence that we may trust in him. It is not that way with those that are the Rasha of the wicked, those that defy the Torah of Yah, those that are not sound in their minds, the Ruach, nor do they have the appetite to please Yah. Israel, there must be an insatiable attitude, the desire to hear, to understand, and to know Yada, the power of the word of Yah. And the word of Yah, it creates within us the true experience as an Avad speaks to his son and conveys unto him the proper protocol. So does Yahweh speak unto his children, and he speaks unto us by this profound revelation is revealed in his word that only he is able to save, to restore Israel, and to bring about the mape, the soundness of our minds, the fullness of health and the healing of his power. And it comes through confidence and trust in the word of Almighty Yahweh. And we as Israel in the midst of great trials and tribulations that shall overtake this world, we must have the mape or the healing power, the soundness of mind. We must have the cure. And the cure is obedience unto the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. For there is life in the Torah. That is why Shaitan has raised up this Jezebel spirit, this religious harlot, to draw them by the untold millions. And that is what a harlot does. She draws men with her subtlety, with her deception. And they literally think that they are actually getting something that no one else has had. And yet everyone has shared in that experience. And that is what religion does. We all have shared in the experience of religion. It has not produced the mape of Yah. Our minds are not sound. We have no power to discern, to understand. Neither is there the mishpatim, the judgment of Yah, that causes us to diligently search our own life to find out if there is anything in us that offends Yah. In Israel, we need the mape, the healing of Yah. We must be sound in this hour. We cannot be double-minded or doubting or speculating or being presumptuous. We must have the mape, the healing of the power of Yah residing in our bosoms. I want to read from the book of Enoch, Hanok. Listen to this. And it speaks of a time that Israel The elect remnant of Yah shall see trials of persecution and tribulation. Now we have been pressed on every side in this hour. Our minds are being pressed. There is doubt that arises up in us. We don't even know the origins of that. And it is because we do not have the confidence in the word of Yah that He commands us to have. The reason we don't have that confidence that He commands us is that we don't wholeheartedly believe Him. We believe Him for the moment, but there is no trust with great confidence in Almighty Yahweh. And there was a Nobi that saw the end as he saw the beginning. He was a wise man, and he wrote in the scroll, as this was granted or handed down to Israel, for reminder that we should not live by the examples of those Rasha, and that are those that literally have a criminal mind against Yahweh. Their intention, their motive is to be rebellious. They can hear the truth, but they will harden their love against the truth. They can hear the indictment of Yah, and they will go their own path and their own way because it seems right. And so this Nobi, this prophet, this messenger, this Melech of Yah, and that is what a messenger is. He is the Melech of Almighty Yah. So this messenger of Yah, seeing down through the epics of time, he speaks unto to us in this hour. And he says this. He says that there will be a time of great afflictions, trials, and tribulations. But we know that in our patience, as we diligently wait upon Yah without murmuring and complaining, we know that that is the assurance or the security of our nefesh, our life, our breath, as we wait upon Yah through trials and tribulations without murmuring, complaining, charging Yah, or even questioning Him as to the events that are, or everything that transpires in our lives. It is because of the pleasure of Yah, and He works in us His excellent will. But the enemy has changed our concepts and our thoughts of Yah, and we think that these things are to our detriment, but they're literally to our health, because it makes us trust in Him and call upon Him. When one is afflicted, they will call upon Yah or someone. So many are the afflictions and the Sadiq. And Yah wants us to call upon Him as an Abba. And it shows our confidence of trust that we place in Almighty Yahweh. So the Nobi speaks Enoch. He says in Enoch 91 and 13, listen to this, 9:13. It says, but you who have experienced pain, we all have experienced pain. We have gone through the very tremendous agony of some form of pain, whether it's death or physical pain. But Yah says there is a sorrow that is coming, that He tells us to weep, and we must lament for the great agony that shall befall Israel. And there's a reason why, because of the lawlessness or the Torahlessness of Israel. He says that you that have experienced pain, fear not, for there shall be a mape or a healing medicine for you. He commands us not to fear, for there shall be healing medicine, a mape. There shall be a sound directive from Almighty Yah that shall bring soundness to the mind of Israel, that shall bring the fullness of the strength of Yah, that shall bring the reliance upon Yah in the mind and the love of Israel. And it's going to come through much trials and tribulation. So we count these things that we endure, we count them as joy that Yah has elected a people, that they shall experience a pain, But he tells us with great confidence, he says, fear not. Why? He says, I want you not to fear because a bright light, and that light Yeshua has shined upon us. For the bright light shall enlighten you, and a voice of shalom, of rest, you shall hear from her Shema'am. But unto the wicked and the sinners, it shall not be so. So us Israel, that have experienced a pain and a trial like no other generation, just like the trials of Eob, the great agony, the pressing of his mind to question the validity of Almighty Yahweh. Yet he had a resoundness in him. Though he slay him, he will still trust in him. So in the midst of great trials and the pains that we shall be tried by, Israel, there shall be a voice that speaks from Hashemayim. And it shall be the voice of Yeshua HaMashiach. For he is the Mapei, the healing power of Omariah. He is the Torah of life. And in that Torah we find the healing substance of Almighty Yah. He is the lev. He is from the bosom of Yah. For he is the purpose of Yah in the mind of man. That is whom he is. And so in the midst of the experience of pain and the great afflictions, Yah tells us, he said, don't fear. You that listen to me tonight, do not fear. Even when pain comes. And when pain comes, there is this fear that generates in our love. The fear of doubts that cause the thought of death and separation to creep in. It causes us to wander, and we abandon even the word, the Torah of Yahweh. But he says, do not fear, for a voice shall speak from Hashemayim. And it shall be the voice of Shalom. It shall be the voice of Shaphat, one of rest. That will cause us to rest. And that rest is to take confidence and comfort in the word of Almighty Yahweh. And Yah calls the Nobi to speak unto us for our resolution in this hour. For there shall be pains, Israel. And the pains that we experience, it brings about a reliance and confidence on Yah. At once we began to rely upon Him. We began to interact with Him according to His words. And once we began to interact with Yahweh, we began to develop this experience that we have with Yah. And once we began to develop an experience with Yah, we began to understand, the wisdom. The wisdom of Yah, is the experience that the word of Yah produced in us. We must have experience with the word of Yah, Israel. It is not something to just be read on the Shabbat or on special events. It is something that creates an experience in our lives. When a man says to his wife that he truly loves her, does not that create this euphoric and an experience within her love, and our hearts react toward that? Certainly, so it is with Yah. So the pain shall be upon Israel. But Yah says that I shall send a light that shall enlighten you, that you may understand the reason for this affliction and trial. And in the midst of that, I shall speak from the heavens, and you shall have rest. You shall have shalom. You shall have confidence in me, because I will speak to you. And the light has shined upon Israel, the light of his Torah, that it is not here through traditions and all kinds of relics and actions. It is revealed unto Israel. For in the Torah of Yah, we find the healing of Yah. We find the Mapei. We find the soundness of life. We find the cure to every ailment that we are afflicted by. And there are reasons that we are afflicted. And there's reasons, brothers and sisters, that we do not find ourselves walking in the Mapei. Listen to this in Shirach. It says in Shirach 3:28. Shirach 21:4. This is what the word says. It says, all lawlessness or Torah lessness, those without the directives of the Torah, those that walk not in the directives of the Torah, all lawlessness is like a two-edged sword. That is what lawlessness is like. When one walks outside of the parameter of the Torah, we're not disciplined by the guidance of the Torah, it is like a two-edged sword. It says there is no healing for its wounds. So when you're wounded because you're walking lawlessness, there is no healing for your wound. There is no mape. Your mind is not sound. There is no cure for your love. You are downtrodden. You are despondent. There is no life of euphoric in us when we hear the word of Yah, because we have allowed this lawless nature of the enmity of our natural mind to reject and rebel against the Torah of Yah. We find ourselves where there is no healing in our relationships between brothers, between sisters, husband and wives and children, because we walk lawless. We do not do things according to the Torah of Yahweh. And the Torah that shines from HaShemayim, it instructs us in every aspect of life. And so we find ourselves wounded. And the wounds are never healed. Because we are lawless. We are Torahlessness. There's no power of Torah. There is no life of Torah. For in Torah we find the mape, the healing of Yah. We find the cures of Yah. We find the health of Yah. We find the soundness of mind in the ruach and even in the natural. We find that. So we find that in the Torah of Yah. I will direct us to that. And if there is any man that could speak upon the soundness of the healing, the mape of the Torah, it was Solomon, a man that was lewd and lawless, that he incorporated every kind of pagan worship there was in the bayit of Almighty Yah. And he saw the desolation of a house that was built to be echad, unified, and then he established the spirit to bring it down to desolation, division, and destruction that is not healed today. For there is no mape, no healing, no soundness among the Israelites of Almighty Yahweh. One more thing I want to emphasize before I direct our attention to Solomon. But it says in Sirach, it says, the affliction of the proud has no healing. We allow ourselves to be inundated and filled with the pride and arrogance of our mind. You will never find the healing or the mape. You will never find sound relationships. You will never find comradeship. You will never find that because of the arrogance of your own immaturity in your mind. That was what Israel did say. Where have we sinned, Yah? Where have we been lawless? What things have we done to produce this boil upon us that's incurable? There was no soundness in Israel from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. No soundness. And so there is no soundness among the Israelites today. And that's the reason why we need the mape of Yah. And scripture shows us. And I want to instruct us how we can walk in the mape, the healing, the soundness of our minds, and our minds are sound. We know when we began to walk lawless, it will cause a sword to cut. And there is no healing to our wounds. When we are lawless, we cannot be healed. We need the wisdom, the hukmah of Almighty Yah. And the word of Yah as Solomon speaks to us by the wisdom of Yah. He speaks of the ingredients and the essence of the healing power and the wisdom of Yah. Turn quickly to Mishlei, Proverbs. Proverbs. In chapter 4, I want to begin in verse 1, and I will omit certain verses for expedience, because they're valid points and every word here is valid. But there are things that I want to emphasize greater, and so I will skip certain verses, alright? You can go back and read it again and study it for greater depth. What I want to do is open the door that it may intrigue you and may cause you to dine upon the dainties of Yah, that you do not get enough tonight, that you will have to go back to find the riches of this delicacy, the word of Yah, that it may fill you and enrich your inward parts. I speak as a messenger of Almighty Yah. He says in Mishli, Proverbs 4, verse 1, He commands unto Yisrael Shemacha, give attentiveness your ear, your mind give all substance. And he declared who this was directed to, you children of Yisrael. We are the children of Yisrael, the Bani, the elect ones, the called ones, according to the mercies, the kindness, and the tenderness of the love of Yah. So he commands a specific people that have the mind of Yisrael, and the mind of Yisrael, it is a Torah delight mind. Shaul says, I delight in the Torah of Yah in my inward parts. So the Torah is a delight. And it's one thing that joy always brings. It brings a healing, doesn't it? Sure it does, Yisrael. A smile caused the whole fragrance of the whole attitude to change. It does. It caused the whole attitude. He says, Shemach, or hear, give ear, you children of Yisrael. He says the Musa, or the instructions. And what are the instructions of Yah? It is his discipline. That is what the Musa of Yah is. It is Yahweh discipline you. It is Yahweh's correction. It is the chastising of Yah. Things that we despise. You must hear that first, Israel. You must hear the Musa of Yahweh. You must give ear of the Abba, or your Avata. And the Abba speaks unto Yisrael. So we must hear the instructions, the counsel, the correction of the Abba, the Avat. And attend to know, to Yada, you must give attention to understanding of the Binah, that your mind flourish with the understanding of the fullness of Yah's wisdom, that it becomes a practical, it becomes a part of your life, and it is a source. It is where you draw strength. It is where your maturity resonates, and your strength comes alive when circumstances and situations arise, Israel. We're headed toward great trouble. We got to understand why. We got to yada know the reason behind it. And if we don't know the reason or understand it, then we'll become very despondent. That's why we must hear instructions. We must hear the Musa, the corrections of Yah. And he corrects us, Yisrael, all the time. There's a reason we must hear wisdom. We must hear Yahweh. Hallelujah. For wisdom speak, and this is the experience here. What Solomon is saying here, the experience that I generated from Yah in obedience. 4, verse 2, he says, wisdom I give to you, tav teachings or doctrines. Forsake you not my Torah. Forsake not the Torah. Isn't that the discipline of today? To forsake the Torah of Yah? Is this not a generation that blatantly despise and forsake the Torah of Yah? So wisdom says that my Torah, my law, my instructions are based upon Him. For I speak,
from the bosom of Yah. And that's what wisdom is. It is Yah speaking unto Israel because he knows himself. And what he wants to do is convey unto Israel who he is. And he wants you to understand who he is. And understanding who he is, then you have great confidence in him and you trust him. If you don't understand who he is, there is very little trust for Almighty Yahweh. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my own. He instructed, he opened up, he gave wisdom, he taught me also, and he said to me, let your love retain my words. Keep, I want you to guard, tishama, now to guard my mitzvah, my commandments. And if you do that, you guard the commandments of Yah, then you shall have Hayah. There shall be life, there shall be substance of life in you. You shall live, it shall be a fruitfulness in your life, keeping the mitzvah of Yah. We must keep the mitzvah of Almighty Yah. It is the power to sustain us and to keep us in the way of Yah. It is what caused us to come alive unto the instructions of our Abba. And keep the mitzvah. Get wisdom, or hukmah, get wisdom. Get understanding. And he says, Shakha, do not forget, do not let it dissipate from your mind. Forget it not, neither declined from the words of my mouth. Now this is the wisdom of Yah. This is how the wisdom of Yah prepares us, Yisrael. This is what Solomon is instructing us in. He brings it down to the level of his Abba, his Avat, David, in the instructions he gave unto Solomon to obey Yah. Keep sound wisdom or the instructions and the command, and there shall not be one man of Israel that fell to be a king over the Bayats of Israel. And yet he began to move away from these instructions of wisdom. From the mind of Yah, the wisdom of Yah is his interaction with us, that we may understand with detail how mighty and powerful he is. My brothers and sisters, to hell with the illusions and those of the physics, and think that this was something that came out of some kind of nuclear erratic type of happenings. That's not so. For the logistics of it just tells you it can't be. For the law of it, because it is just too fabulous. You look at a leaf that falls from a tree, just too fabulous. Look at your own life. Look at your body. It's just too dynamic to just have happen. It was created. Your thoughts, your mind. No, this did not just happen. No more than this building that we are in did not happen because there were rocks blown up. It evolved by a creative mind. And so is this what Yah has done? Just the dynamics of the body of man. You know that that did not evolve from some kind of macrobiotic. It came from the master of creation. His name is Yahweh. And the light of his power is revealed unto Israel from the light that spoke from Hashemayim. And that is his HaMashiach, Yeshua the Lamb. Hallelujah. We know that wisdom is principle. We will not decline the words from Yah. We know that in the Torah of Yah, we decline not the words of the Torah of Yah, because his Torah is the living source of life for Israel. In verse 6, it says, forsake her not, for she shall preserve, She shall guard you. She shall preserve you. Love her, and she shall keep you. You tell me that the wisdom of Yah will preserve us? Preserve is to sustain life, is it not? To preserve something, is it not to retain the ingredients? And that is what the wisdom of Yah does. It preserves, it shama, it guards us. It keeps our minds. It keeps our thoughts in perspective. It keep our hearts in tune and in line with Yahweh. She shall preserve you. I want my life to be preserved. I love life and I want to see long days. And so I want to keep my mouth from the evil ways. No deceit and guile. I don't want that found in me. I want the mishpatim, the judgments of Yah, to continue to cleanse me and make himself known unto me as a son. He says that wisdom is the reshith. It is the most valuable. It is the first thing. When a man begins to come into the fear of Yah, wisdom is the reshith of the principal thing. Therefore, Yisrael, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, we need to get binah. We need to get understanding. And that understanding, listen, it is the ability to discern the hand of Yah, to discern the mind of Yah. We need to discern Yah. Not this wickedness we've learned from the whore, the twitching of the eyes and being presumptuous. No, we need to have discernment. We need to have the understanding of the right judgment, how to carry out the mishpat of Omariah. When a man gets understanding, he knows how to deal with every situation. When a daughter of Tizayim began to grow in the understanding, the binah of Yah, they have discernment. They have the ability to know what to speak and what not to speak, how to deal with a circumstance, and how to leave a circumstance alone. He or she knows that. So we must get discernment. We must be able to discern the time, the hour that we are in. We must be able to discern that. There can be no doubt. We must know without a shadow of a doubt what is transpiring in the hour that we are in. It tells us to shalach, or to exalt, to lift up wisdom when Yah begins to open up the profoundness of his instructions unto us. We ought to exalt, inshallah, to lift it up, to exalt wisdom. And it says, and she shall promote you, she shall room, make you broad, she shall cause you to be promoted. When a man of promotion walks in a room, which is almost a fitting Arabic word for that room, when a man of high degree or level walks in a room, do not the whole subjects turn toward him? I tell an example. We would have function meetings when I worked at IBM, or when the CEO would come, the whole place would change. And you know that it was something different in the house. It was something different. And he will call the meeting or spend a few moments with a few of the people. You will know. And so wisdom promotes you. Not your carnality, but wisdom. It promotes you. It promotes the shalom of Yah, the mapeh, the power of Yah. And see, what we do, we tend to relegate to sensual wisdom. What is sensual wisdom? Well, it is devilish. It's wicked. It doesn't trust Yah. It has no confidence in Yah. It doesn't rely upon Yah. It relies upon one's own intuition and one's own ability. But the wisdom of Yah, it will cause discernment and judgments to be made, Yisrael. And it becomes, that's when the Ruach comes, it comes to reprove. It brings mishpatim. We need that. Hallelujah. That's what makes us strong. That's what makes us fit and healthy. Hallelujah. Not only will she promote you, She shall bring you to Chabad, Kabod. When you embrace her, we must Chabach. We must embrace. You understand what embracing is, don't you? When you brothers embrace each other, is it sincere? All right, that's what embracing is. It is from the love. It is promoted from the inward parts. It comes from the inward parts. You don't let go. You grab and you retain. You don't turn it loose. You don't turn wisdom loose. We don't turn folly loose, do we? But we turn wisdom loose. Come on, Yisrael. Talk to me, somebody. We do not halach. We do not embrace wisdom. But we embrace every kind of trivial, foolish action, a thought, concept, or innuendo. We embrace that. Yah says, embrace her. Embrace wisdom. Why must I do that, Yah? For first of all, in verse 9, she shall give to your head an ornament of favor. She will cause you to be accepted. When a wise man speaks, even the fool will listen. When a wise man speaks, that's what wisdom will cause you. She will cause you to have acceptance or favor. And she will produce a crown of beauty. Is there something that's a store that they call Tiffany's? That's almost the Arabic word, Tifira. Tiffany, that everyone goes to Tiffany because the items by Tiffany they're so exquisite. And they're beautiful. And so this beauty that Yah calls us to be emboldened by our walk in, it is the beauty of the light of Yahshua that shines from our countenance and shines from us. This is simple Torah truth, Yisrael. This is what makes the heart healthy, in fact. It will cause beauty to shine upon Yisrael. Can I take that down to a natural level? When you have learned something or you have the understanding of a certain thing, does it not cause a strength to fill your bosom? When you can share with someone else knowledge to a degree that they do not understand, does it not cause an enlightenment? Lil Hana, she came to the dining hall and she told me that she could pronounce, and she was pronouncing some of the Arabic or the Hebrew words, apple and all of that. To me. So she says to me, do you know how to say apple in Hebrew? I said, no. So she told me how to say it. And you could see the light on her face and the excitement of that. That's what wisdom does. When you embrace her, you understand if she embraces what she's learning, she will never forget it. The reason we didn't learn much in school, because we didn't embrace it. We did not have understanding, so we did not embrace it. We didn't lack math. We didn't lack English. We didn't lack science. We did not lack world literature. Because you didn't embrace it. You must halak. You must grab it and hold it. You must embrace wisdom. Hallelujah. If someone doesn't turn loose, a wife embracing a husband, or you sisters embracing one another, a brother embracing one, and you can sense from discernment what coming out of the brother, the sincerity and the value of strength. So you must embrace the wisdom of Yah Yisrael. And she shall deliver you. She shall be your Yashar. See, a wise man, he knows when to be quiet. He knows how to enter into situations. A wise daughter to Zion, she knows how to speak and when to speak and when not to speak. Hallelujah. She shall deliver you from even your own ways and your own corruptness. We need that, Israel. That is what makes us sick when we come on, when our bodies cannot expel the foreign things that are in us. That's what makes us sick. It is the foreign things, Israel. This body is so unique that I marvel at it all the time. I look at my eyes and I marvel at the mind. Just the mind of man. There's nothing like it. It was produced by the breath. Does breath cause life?
And he became a living nefesh. His being, his flesh animated, his mind articulated, his eyes, it perceived. And there was discernment in man. He knew who the Abba was. Sure he did. And he spoke even then. Yet did not have to teach him. He spoke. And that's what the breath of Yah will do, the wisdom of Yah. It will cause us to speak from the same altitude of the mindset of Yah. That's what Yahshua did he not? He did not learn from the Pharisees at the stride. When they were back, Yosef and Miriam from the feast, and they caught him there with all these strife, they were amazed at how he spoke. He did not learn from them. He is the Torah. He is the Torah, the wisdom of Yah, that speaks unto Yisrael. He is that light that Enoch said, that shall speak from us and enlighten us from Hashemayim, the same light that Enoch saw. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He tells us in verse 10 of Mishlei 4, he says, Shemach, or hear my son, receive my saying. Hear what wisdom say. Receive the instruction, the Musa of wisdom. That is the chastisement instruction. And look what she will do. If you hear wisdom, receive it, embrace her. And the years of your life shall be Roban. Shall be many, without number. You see how the enemy has robbed us? We hear the instructions of Yah, the Musa. We are proud. I read that in Sharaka. The affliction of the proud. The affliction of the proud has no more pay, no healing. For a plant of wickedness has taken root in him. That's why there's no healing. That's profound. I didn't read all that in the beginning, did I? It says in Sharach, listen, 3:28, the affliction of the proud. He says here in Mishlei Proverbs, where Solomon says, Mishlei 4:10, Shemak, hear my son, and receive my saying. The proud do not receive saying. And the reason why, because for a plant of wickedness has taken root in them, because their mind is wicked, their lev is rasha. It commits criminal acts against Yah. Because there's a root of wickedness, and there's no healing in them. But he says, if you hear the saying of wisdom, for years she shall add years to your life, and they shall be Roban. They shall be many years. There shall be many. They shall be without number. You shall have a healthy life. We must hear what Yah speaks, Yisrael. I'm telling you, it has had help to us. It's only when we rebel and we harden our love, we become stiff-necked. I'll show you that. I want to show you something tonight. I will finish it, all right? Hallelujah. And you'll get some wonderful rest tonight. Your sleep will be sweet. I will, oh man. Torah. Hallelujah. This simple. But there are those out there that's listening and they need this healing. We need the mapeh of Yah. We need the mapeh. But our minds are not sound. We don't really rely upon Him. Our thoughts are going in every direction. We need to keep our mind and our purpose steadfast on Him. We have to, Yisrael. This is how His mapeh, His health, His soundness comes unto Yisrael. Not some kind of little trickles that fall from the heavens. No, it comes by the preparing of the mind, the lev. It has to be prepared. How? By wisdom. By the hukmah of Yah. Don't the enemy prepare us? Sure he has, with folly, iniquity, and silliness, and stupidity, hatred, and pride. Nobody said anything to me. Say something to me. I want to hear that. Wise man, the way he becomes wiser, he hears. Got to be able to hear. He's got to be able to hear other ways. And now more as I was growing up as a young lad, they would make this old proverb. It was an old wise tale. There is more than one way to skin a cat. And sure is. You can start from each paw. You can start from his tail. It's more than one way. What they were saying, there's more than one way to accomplish the means to the end. Hallelujah.
And so we must hear Yisrael, embrace the wisdom of Yah, because she adds. Don't you want years add to your life? I know I do. And I want to walk in the soundness of Yah. He gives us the perfect medicine, the perfect mape. He gives us the cure. Hallelujah. Verse 11, I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the upright paths. The wisdom of Yah doesn't lead us in the path of to become derelict against Yah with our duties. Dereliction of duty, deserting Yah, but it leads us into the path, into the presence of Yah. When you go, your sha'at, your step, shall not be straightened. And when you run, you shall not stumble. Your step shall not be, you shall not fall. Your steps shall not be straightened. You shall not fall in the way of wisdom. It tells us to hazak, take. Hazak, Yisrael, hazak, lay hold, take. When you take something, you take it, don't you? You say, uh-uh. Give me that. Give that. No, no. You take. You hazak. Hazak. Take. Take. Fast hold of instruction of Musa. We don't take fast hold of that, do we? Isn't it amazing? Because when one goes to the doctor, is that not... Do they not give them instructions? The medicine, can they take it every 10 minutes or there's certain times of the day you take it? Come on, Yisrael. One pill a day. Whatever, 6 hours. Come on. So we must hazak. We must take whole. And not just take whole, but take fast. Instructions, we shall gravitate to that. But we do not gravitate to it, do we? We turn an ear away. We don't realize that this is a lack of discernment. Because is this, my brother Eldon, you instruct a wise man, correct him, he always becomes wiser. Reprove him, he will love you. Musa, the wise man, he will always love you. But a fool, they will always despise you. You get yourself a blot. Hazak, take hold, Yisrael. Take fast hold to Musa, the disciplines of Yah, his correction. And let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life. You tell me instructions produce the Hayah of Yah? You tell me Sister Horn with her daughter there, she has not instructed her to walk in the beauty of life? You think her instructions are to cause her to fall on the deceptive power of darkness? No. It is life. That's what instructions are. The Musa of the wisdom of Yah is life. It's Hayah. There's a liveliness. There's a robustness. It causes you to say, my, you speak this to me? This is for me? Come on. The joy of Yah's strength unto Yisrael. You tell me joy doesn't give us one strength. Look at a natural scenario. You take, say, a game of basketball. And the team was down by 10. And they rallied in 5 minutes to go up ahead by 2. And you watch their reaction, the joy. It creates a stamina of strength. And then they go out there with even more tenacious. And when I say tenacious, their attitude is more hardened. They are out there to accomplish the mission. It is the truth. And that is what the Sason, the joy of Yah, will do. So take hold of the instructions of Yah. And keep her, for she is your life. She shall cause you to prevail. She shall cause you to be strengthened. When you take hold to her, it causes you to be strong. It does, Yisrael. And so the enemy does not want us to take hold unto the wisdom of Yah, the experience that his wisdom, as the word of Yah speaks to us, it creates It caused his hukmah, his wisdom, his concepts to become a delicate part of our lives. It shapes us. It caused life to erupt out of us. Even in the midst of great pain, we know that Yah is going to speak to us because we will not fear. He will speak unto us from Hoshemaim. And in that voice shall be the mapeh, the healing of Yisrael. We shall be sound. We shall have great confidence in our Abba. Let me move down quickly to verse 20 of the same chapter. Wisdom says, and this is Yah, my son, attend to my words. Incline, give over. When you incline, you lay down your prideful attitude. You decimate or destroy self. Incline your ear to the wisdom of the sayings of Almighty Yah. You must hear, you must attentively give yourself over unto hearing Yah Yisrael. You must pay attention. You see how you get drunk in the midst of Yah's bayats? Your mind turn here and there. It's a sure sign that you're not hearing. It's a sure sign that you're not receiving the wisdom of Yah. He says, let them not depart from your eye and your eyes. Let it not depart from your frontlet, your eye. Keep them in the midst of your lev. And what wisdom is actually speaking here? Now, what Solomon, now listen now. Did this man not marry and bring into Yisrael the Goy or the Goyim, the pagans, and cause this kind of vile spirit to erupt, to take upon him wives? So what he's saying, if you read this in the entirety, he is saying that there are those that, what we will call bad company, don't mess with them. That's what wisdom says. When you find out what they are, he exhorts us to separate from them that we may walk in the Siddiq, the righteous law, the righteous Torah of Yah. It says in verse 22, when you obey the word of Yah, for they are high or higher to those that find them, and mapeh health to all of their what? Flesh. When a man walks in the mitzvah, the instructions of Yah, when he receives the muzah, the prideful fool, they will never be healed because they have the plant, not just the root, but they have the plants of wickedness. Some of those pigweeds, your sister, do not experience that. Some of those pigweeds get that big. Am I telling the truth, brother? The root is deep. You can't pull it up. You cannot. It's a weed that you see it growing out here. It's called a pigweed. And they got thorns and prickly little things on it. Even when they're small, they're dangerous. They're nasty. They speak to you when you grab one. Get your hands off me. And of course, if you don't go down to the roots and get them, you break them off. He says, that's all right, I got you. I'm coming back. And I'm coming back stronger too. And so when you're not attentive to them, then they get bold and brazen. And they get tall. I've seen them that tall. I've seen them like that. I've seen them that big around. Here. You cannot get them out. You cannot. And so to the proud, there is a plant of wickedness in them. And there is no healing. Their minds are not healed. They're not sound. They don't even talk sound. Their minds are not on the word of Yah. This is the word of Yah, Yisrael. We need the mind of Yahshua that we may think like Yah. Hallelujah. And he was the healing power of Yah, was he not? And he spoke the word of Yah. So it shall be a mapeh, it shall be the healing unto Yisrael, to all our flesh. Not just our inward parts, but our flesh as well. There's power of healing in the life of Torah. There's power of healing in the life of Torah. He shall be healing to all of our flesh. Who could speak more eloquent than Solomon? When the Torah is revealed unto us by the Ruach, it brings the healing power. It brings the mapeh of Yah. Did not Yahshua, was he not the word? Was he not the word made flesh? Was he not the healing power of Yah? These damn liars talking about their healing outside of the realm of the Torah. They're liars. They're deceiver. Liars. They're full of deceit. Hallelujah. Look at verse 23. It tells you to keep your love. Does it tell you that? It says, Shemaki, guard your heart. Brothers and sisters, we must guard our minds. He said, keep it with all mishma, with all diligence. We must protect our minds. We must protect our thoughts. Keep it, guard it. For out of it are the issues of life. It must be a mishma. It is a place, and that mishma, it represents a prison. It is a place of confinement. So that's how you keep your mind. In the prison house, they lock the doors, they lock the bars. You're behind bars. And you don't get out in some prisons but 1 hour a week, 1 hour a day, and that's it. Look at Mr. Kirkpatrick. He gone to prison there in Detroit for his lies. He will spend 23 hours a day in the cell. He will get out 1 hour a day for exercise, and he will be in a segregation. He will be segregated from all the other inmates. So that is what the mishma, the keep your mind, keep it. It's a mishma. It is to have it confined to what? To the Torah of Yah, to the ways of Yah, to the commands of Yah. That's what it's about. We began to do that. We began to see the great Mapei, the healing power, the soundness of Yah upon his house, upon Yisrael. It tells you, that's why I said he warned us about, he says in verse 24, put away you from the perverted mouth. We always think it's someone else's mouth that's perverted, that's forward. The forward mouth. He tells us to keep away from the perverted mouth. A mouth that speaks when it ought not to speak. Come on, you all that have been married, you ever said anything to your wife or your husband that you ought not to have said? Perverted. Pervert. Hallelujah. You said something to a sister or brother that you ought to just been quiet and shut your mouth. Hallelujah. Just shut your mouth. The wise man, he will speak his mind, huh? Don't answer me. No. The wise man, he ponders. He ponders. The fool just speaks. He said, ta, ta, ta. Shut up. Shut up, fool. Listen. Wise man, he looks, he says, let me ponder. Put away from you the froward or the perverted mouth, the perverse lips, put rahach far. You need to put that far from you. That's what Yah says. You put away from you this, those perverse lips. You need to rahak far from you. You need to separate yourselves from this perverted mouth that speaks. And it ought not to speak, Israel. This is what the Torah teaches. Hallelujah. These are not my concepts. Because the ways of a man, they're corrupt. And I would teach you corrupt lies that promote flesh. I promote Torah. I will promote the Torah of Yah. See, there's a Torah unto man, isn't it? You know the Torah unto man? I will answer. You know what the Torah of man is? Can I tell you the Torah unto man? The law of man? It is wickedness, adultery, lies, corruption, every kind of vile thing it is. That's the Torah of man. It's not a tzaddik. It's not a righteous Torah. Everything that is vile and repugnant and wicked. That's the law of man. That's the law of the mind of man. It's not one that is pure or clean. Yisrael, our healing is only in the name of Omar Yah. The power of this revealed Torah truth. Yahshua. Not only the letter of it, but the ruach. The spirit of life. The words that I speak, Yahshua said, they're rock and they're life. And that's what the Torah is. Did he speak the Torah? Then it was spiritual. And it produced the life of Yah. And if a man that could direct our attention to that more than any man was Solomon. He could teach us like no other man. Experience, they say, is the best teacher. But I tell you what, I don't have the experience getting my big toe cut off to let you know that I need it. See, wisdom of being wise is the best teacher. And to be wise, you hear and you learn. Sure it is, Yisrael. The prophet Malachiah, he says in chapter 4, verse 1, he gives us instructions how we as Yisrael can be healed. In no other name but in the name of Yah. And he speaks of this mishpatim, the judgment of the wicked that shall be. And he speaks of this euphoric of the happiness of Yisrael. He says in Malachiah 4:1, he says, for hini, or look, perceive, understand, I want your eyes to be open. And so he says, hini, for behold, look, give attention, for behold, the day come that shall burn as an oven, and all that are zed, proud, right? Is that what it says? As I read in Sirach, the affliction of the proud has no healing. For a plant of wickedness has taken root in them. They have no healing. So the day comes, yeah, and he deals with the proud, doesn't he? You need to get that damn wickedness. Any of you, I have no pride in me at all. Period. If I had $1 million, I wouldn't have no pride because I spend it for Yah and on Yisrael. I would. No pride. For what? Pride for what? I said to Elder Bynum today, I said, you know, it frightens me at how rich I am. I have no real earthly possession, but I am very rich. I rejoice. You don't have to. It frightens me to see the abundance of what Yah has bestowed. It really, literally frightens me if I'm rich. Hallelujah. Let the weak say they're strong. Is that what the command of Yah says? And let the poor say they're what? What? So I say I'm rich. I'm Oshir. Have the Oshir of Yah. I'm Oshir. I'm rich. Not I am. I'm rich. I am rich. For Yah commands me to say that. No, I have no fine vehicles or diamond rings. Don't need that. But I'm rich. I'm rich in my sense of direction, and it causes a great euphoric, this effervescent, the flow in my inward parts. Yeah, I think when we sing that we are so prone to just a certain mode, I don't sing like that. I can sing that song 20 different ways every time he plays it. Hallelujah. Why? Because everything is to uplift Yah. So it makes no difference what the words are, as long as it's to him. It is HaMashiach. Hallelujah. It makes no difference. I don't ever have to sing it the same way. And I think that's when we lose the joy. We just sing unto Yah. We're so programmed, are we not? Come on, Yisrael. He said, because they shall be full of Zed, yes. And all they that do Risha wickedly shall be stubble. And the day come that shall burn them up, says Yah of hosts. That it shall not leave them neither root nor branches. But he comforts Yisrael. But to you that fear the devil. Fear what? Is that poignant and explicit? But to you that do what? Fear, yare what? Fear what? Fear what? You must fear the name. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Shemesh, the son of Sadiq, arise with Marpeh, healing in his wings. You shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall. Only to those that fear his name shall the sun arise with the Marpeh of Yah, healing in his wing. But you must fear his name. You don't cast his name before the wicked and let them trot in it under their damn wicked feet. You don't pour this out among the heathens. You must discern, for that name is a special name. It is just not to be trodden underfoot by the heathens, for they that fear his name. See, we must, wisdom teach us to fear Yah. The beginning of wisdom is the what? The fear of Yah is what? Come on, Israel, it's the beginning of wisdom. The fear. So you began to fear that name. He does all things in the power of his name. Yeshua came in the name of the Abba. There is no healing, but in the name of Yahweh. He cried out in the name of Yah, demon, you must come out. These lying dogs today, they're not casting out nothing. I can show you from the book. Hallelujah. And those that love Greek, it's going to make them look stupid when I show them from the book. Hallelujah. You see, I'm so ignorant that I'm continuous. I'm always continuing learning. And I can't get enough of this. I really cannot. You may, but I can't get enough of it. Not at all. Hallelujah. We that fear the name of Yah, shall the Mapay of Yah, shall Yahshua rise with healing in his wing. That it shall be the healing, the Mapay, the life of Yah for Yisrael. We shall be sound. We shall be sound in our strength. And that's why we cannot let the plan of wickedness, because we're full of pride. I want to show an example of that, what happens. When there's a pride of wickedness, there is no healing at all. Let me move quickly. Again, in Solomon, it says in Mishlei 15:4. I want to show you what produced the health of Yah. I want to show you some scriptures that Yahweh says produce Mapay, the healing of Yah in our lives. I want to begin here in Mishlei 15, verse 4. Hallelujah. It says in Mishlei 15:4, it says a wholesome or a healing tongue. A Mapay, a tongue that's sound. A healing tongue is a what? Tree. Ezreth, a tree of Hayah. So that's why the enemy calls us to talk like fools, to act worse than jackasses, speak to each other like some kind of twisted fruitcake heads because of our pride. When you got a tongue that's full of healing, Mapay, it's a tree of life. So that's how you speak to each other with the healing tongue. Wife, it tells you the quiet answer, turn away wrath. Husband, come on. See, when you speak with Mapay, it turns away wrath. It turns away anger. Hallelujah. That's what it does. So the healing tongue, the wholesome tongue, the Mapay. That's what that wholesome is a Mapay. It's a sound tongue. It's a right tongue. It is a tongue. It is the tongue is a tree of life. But it tells us but perverseness. See that? Perverseness therein is a breach, a sheber, is a breach in the ruach. It causes a great break. When someone comes before you and their tongue is perverse, doesn't cause you to want to break from them. It does me. It causes a breach in the spirit. You've never been gathered together and then all of a sudden one walks in, they're full of their pride. They're full of their sedition of zeit, their pride, and you can't even interact with them. Come on, you hypocrites. Come on, talk to me. Hallelujah. Perverseness in the lip, it's just a breach. It's a breach in the ruach. It caused death to come in the ruach. It is the ruach that brings life. It's the ruach that quickens, right? Was it not the ruach, the spirit of Yah, the quicken Yeshua? So is that what it is? The spirit of Torah that quickens us. Ah, he speaks to me. And he talks to me. And he walks with me. And he tells me that I am his son. And the joy that we share as I tarry with him. None other has known like me. Everyone can sing, dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again in Mishlei 13:7. Don't be found as a wicked messenger. The messengers of Yah, they are called melech. The same thing you call the heavenly messenger, he is a melech. That's the same Arabic Hebrew word, melech. He's a messenger. And what that messenger means, what a melach means, he speaks from the throne of Yah. He speaks with the voice of Yah. That's what a messenger is. He speaks with the voice of Yah. If you get nothing out of this but to fear the name of Yah, you will find the Marpeh. Yahshua shall rise with healing in his wings for you, Yisrael. But it says in Mishlei 13:7, a wicked messenger falls into mischief. But a faithful ambassador is Marpeh. You that are faithful unto Yah, you will find health. But a liar, there's nothing like a deceived, wicked liar. I hate liars. No liar is going to tarry before Yah. Well, Yah, he hate all workers. He hate all workers of iniquity. Those that walk out of the parameter of the Torah, he hates them all. So Yisrael, don't allow wicked messenger to come because it brings you into mischief, destruction. But one that is a faithful messenger of Yah, they brings the Marpeh. It may hurt you. They may straighten out the situation, but it brings health, Yisrael. It brings the Marpeh. It brings the soundness, the healing. It will cure the situation. It will add salt. And when we have lost our salt or our savor, then there's no life in us. It is the salt. We are the salt of the earth. It's the salt that adds savor to anything. And so don't be taken by wicked messengers. Listen to those that are faithful in their walk with Yah. Mishlei, Proverbs 13:7. But a faithful messenger, a faithful ambassador, he is a messenger of Yah. That is Marpeh. They brings health and healing to you. Also in the 14th chapter, verse 30. Now this is what produced health unto Israel. Isn't this the thing that the enemy has taken control over? Our mouths, what we say, our language, and we are sick and we look dead too. I want to look healthy. Yes, I want to look robust. No, I don't care what you say. I want to look that way. I want to dress it right and cover down. 40 inches up. Yes, sir. That's right. That's the way I want to look. Hallelujah. It tells us in Mishlei 14:30, a sound or a healthy or a Marpeh, a sound lev is the higher life of the flesh. But envy is rottenness of the bone. When you have a sound lev, it is a Marpeh. When you have a healthy heart, it brings soundness to you. But when someone is rotten, when one is rotten, but envy is a rottenness. When you envy a brother or sister, that's rottenness. It's rottenness in the bones. There was a song, bad, bad to the bone. They're bad to the bones. Their bones are bad. Envy is a rottenness that's filthy and vile. But a sound, when one is sound, they have been nurtured in the wisdom and the knowledge of Yah. You're not going to become sound any other way, Yisrael. And when you have a sound heart, it beats all right, doesn't it? See what a heart does? It carries the oxygen to the body. And it wards off and it fights against the oxygen. It's what purges the body always. They say, get out of here, you foreign thing. That's why we need a sound heart. How does it come? A discipline? Doesn't an athlete discipline himself or herself? And their condition becomes sound? Sure does. I read about that Bolden from Jamaica. He ran the Olympic 100. He is lightning. 30 yards from the finish line, he's toying with the other. And he even broke the world record then. If he hadn't been a clown, he'd have set a standard that no man would ever touch. That's how tough he is. And looking at the man physically, you can tell he's sound, his body, everything. So in order for them to come that way, they have to eat a certain way, get a certain amount of rest, proper. Or that guy who won the 8 gold medals in the swimming, what was his name? Phillips. Well, he eats a bunch of trash. He's 10,000 calories a day, but he every kind of trash he can get his lips on. But this boy that ran, this young man that ran that 100, he got 30 yards away and he's toying with him. He's scratching at his arm and he's playing around. So a sound of mape, when a heart is sound, it produces life. But when you envy, you're rotten. You stink. You are stink when you envy. That's what scripture says. Not me. So if we want life of Yah, then we must get soundness. That's what mape is. It's a sound heart. And Yahshua brings healing. He brings soundness to us, Israel, because he corrects us. Well, Pastor Robert, well, what is that? What is soundness? I want to show you what the soundness of Yah Tushiya. What is Tushiya soundness? Turn to Proverbs 26. I want to deal with that, the soundness of Yah. And this is the wisdom that produces, it's the wisdom that is so effective. It abides in us. It causes us to be successful. It causes us to be sustained. We will not be abandoned by this, but this is Tushiya. Tushiya. I was sitting there on Sunday and I just began to look at scriptures. And of course, I am always looking at words. I'm always the etymology. That is the truth. I always do that. You're smarter than me. And I don't have the learning capacity that you have. So I must always refresh myself and remind myself. So as I began to look at this, I said, what is soundness, Yah? Well, it's this Tushiya. It's a soundness like nothing else. Look what Solomon says in Mishlei 2 and verse 6. It says, now listen, for Yahweh gives wisdom out of his mouth. Does it say that? Mishlei 2:6. Proverbs 2:6. For Yahweh gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And it says in verse 7, he lays up sound wisdom of Tushiya for who? For who? For the righteous. For the Siddiqim. He lays up sound wisdom. Do you all hear that? Do you hear that? Only for the Siddiq. The righteous. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. What is that to us? Well, he's a buckler to them that walk upright. He lays up Tushiya, sound wisdom for the righteous. The wicked shall do wickedly and shall not understand. But the Siddiq, the righteous, the one that is sound, he understands both time and the judgment of Yah. Is that not so? Not only did Solomon speak of this Tushiya, this wisdom that Yah gives, or he lays it up for the righteous. It says in Micah 6:9,